We are on Daf, Chof Aleph, Amit Beis. We are on 7 lines from the bottom. Look at the Gemara. Bishloim el Reb Meir, the Omar, Echad Ger, Ve Echad Nochi, Bein Bemechire, Bein Benesine. According to Reb Meir, that there are no special halachas, there are no differences between a Ger and a Nochi. Both of them, there's a Din Mechire and a Din Nesine, is midi itzrech kro le mishri nevela ba'ano. So if the posik found it necessary to be matar nevela, so why does the Torah have to be matar? Hakol yisurim shebetoira asurim bein b'achila bein b'ano. So why is the chois that whenever it says le soichol, it is also ba'ano, and therefore the Torah held that it was necessary to be matar. That's why you need to be matar ba'ano nevela. Elo Rabbi Yehuda da amal advom kechsavim udasam. But according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk is telling us halachas. The pasuk is asering mechir leger and nesina la'akov. So the pasuk isn't being matter. The pasuk is asering. So memele hakol isurim shebetoyre minolai da asurim bano. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no gilui that leisoichel comes to include isurei ano. The purpose of the psukim is ta'asa nesina legoi and mechira leger. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim el rabba bo alibe darameya motzi lemeila. Alibe darameya can learn out. Mide itzrecha le mishri neveila. Since the Torah to be matan neveira. Akal isurim shebetera dechsibu leisoi chalki hocham. Ilay hada poret bohu hatayre. The Torah won't be matter befeirish asurin hein bachila bano. El rabba bo libe the Rabbi Yehuda menolei. How do we know? Dulme hay prat nevele lavle mishraye bahano. So could be that was a Torah was mefaret dinim by nevele. It's not coming to be matter bano. Leitzer it's time to bano. The pasuk is coming to tell us chumres v'loimal de lenochi b'mechire v'leger b'nesine the iloi kosvi avamina kol hanois matoris bo. That's the Gemara's kash. Let us see toisvis bishloim al Rab Meir teim al Rab Meir nami yikshe de itzrech lakdumi nesine de ger. Fakert, we need the pasuk that pshat in the oi. The oi is magdim nesina de ger le mechira de nochi. So memel, it's also not muchach that it's coming to be matter. It's coming to tell us that fakert, one should preferably give to a ger before one sells to a nochi. The tiretzri, the vadai iloi havek siv kro kol ike. If there wouldn't have been any pasuk whatsoever, And if it would be mutab, if we would say lo yisoichel does not come to be to asa bano, have a yadini misvora lakdumi. So misvora I would know ger ata metzuva lach yoisoi. So misvora I would know that it is preferable to be nois in the ger before being moichel enochi. So you don't need a posik for this. According to Rab Meir the Gemara says you do need a posik. The only reason you need a posik now is after the posik was written, the posik is now misleading. Aval hashta de kosav nesine, titneno va'acholo umochu. Now it says everything. Iloi have a ksiv, oi have a mina, da osa le medrash, she'ein tzorich lahagdim. I would think that's the vav. The vav is coming to tell us that there's no dinik dime without a noi, so you can do whatever you want, you can do. So therefore, so the purpose of the oi is after it is written titnena vachol mochol nochi. Now I need an oi to that I shouldn't be misled by the vav of a mochol. Bitzorech likosev nami ger venochi. And now that the Torah, the writer had to, so the Torah had to specify both. The Eloi have a cause of El Ager, if the whole posse could be by Ager, have a mina da osin le mu'utei nesina de nochi. The E have a cause of nochi le chudei, have a mina da osin mu'utei mechira de ger. So memele, So, but if Nevela would not be Osabano, so I would know everything. I would know, like, Dumi Nesina de Gerla Mechira de Nochri, there's no necessity at all to write these psukim. But since the posuk had to be written to be Matabano, so then the Torah had to be Marech and write an Oi, and also to write Ger and Nochri. Let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, but according to Rav Yehuda, there's no raya from the Vele that Leisoichel means Yisrano. So how does Rav Yehuda know this cloud that Leisoichel all over means Yisrano? And for the Gemara, Navkalei Melekelev Tashlichen Oisei. It says, by Treife, Boso, Basoda, Treife, Leisoichelu, Lekelev Tashlichen Oisei. So there's a mute. Oisoi atamashlich lekelev. A treife is mutabano. Piatamashlich lekelev, koli surin shebetoyr. But any other place where it says anisarachile, it is also bano. Let us see Rashi. Oisoi atamashlich, viatamashlich, koli surin shebetoyr, shenemo behen leisoichel. Wherever it will say leisoichel, dumi de treife, then you're not allowed to give it to your kelev. Then it's also bano. So the limud of isarano is from the oisai. So Rashi had a kasha, why do you need an oisai? From Pashto the Krah, we see that loisaichel means isarano. Because if loisaichel would not mean isarano, why do you have to have a heta from a kelev tashlichon? And a shteitzich you're allowed to give to a kelev. It says loisaichelo. There's only an isarachil of a shteitzich. You're allowed to give it to a kelev. So Rashi says no. That was the Torah was matel. Nesina lekelev. So it's not muchach that loisaychul normally means isarano. The ilav oisay without this nudrash of oisay avaminekro lemitzvah iseo itzrik. Not the posik is being matel. To give to the kelev, now the Torah is giving us a mitzvah to give to the kelev, and this a heta you don't need because loisaychel only means iser achila. But the Torah is telling us that what should you do with it? You have a treifa, you could sell it to a goy. So the Torah says no, please don't sell it to a goy. Be mashlich to a kelev. What the inyan shena kadosh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol beryem. Since the klovim were a cooperative in Mitzrayim, lefikach ikpida toira liten tzchoroim, v'nichba tzchara kelev minoivet kechovim, shanevele yimker lenochi utreifo lekelev. The slaughtered meat you should give to the kelev. This you shouldn't sell to the guy. If you want to do business, you do business with the nevele. Avela yim kelanochi treifa lekelev. So kolponim, so lekelev tashlichon, lekelev tashlichon, this comes le mitzvah. Now the oisai comes le diuke. Here it is muta, but in all other places where it says leisoichal, it is also bahano. Berav Meir. Now according to Rav Meir, this oisai is problematic. That means we know already from the Vela, whenever it says loisaychal, that it means isurayano. And for the Gemara, oisayata mashlich lekelev, the oisay is coming for chulin shenishchetu bazor. Oisayata mashlich lekelev, viyata mashlich lekelev, chulin shenishchetu bazor. Zogt Rashi. The Rav Meir, the navkele iser hano bishar isurim. Midaporab ben Nevela, he learns out Yisr Hano, because we needed a heta by Nevela. Is bishloime prat heta de treif elagufi yitzrich. That what you need a heta of the kelev tashlichon, that's poshut why you need a heta, because loisaychel means Yisr Hano. Lemifrit bo heta. Mishum de ilav de porat bay, because without the kelev tashlichon, avamina litzabano. Because it says leisoichel, ella oisoi lomoli. Why do you need the dirk? That here it is muta and all over it is also. Fashteitzach all over it is also. That we learn that from the Vela. ומשני אמפת גמורה, לאיסר הנו חולן שנשרטו בעזר. The Oysa is coming to tell us that חולן שנשרטו בעזר is also בנו. Now, we came to Rhein Chulin Shanishchitu Ba'azor. So Rashi explains as follows. The Navki Lon Bohu Iser Achille, Chulin Shanishchitu Ba'azor is also Ba'achille, Midekosav Ki Yirchak Mimcho HaMokim, Bezovachto V'yachalto. Berichuk Mokim, At Yirchak Mimcho HaMokim, Dainu Chutz Lamach Neshchin, Ata Zeveyach Vo'ichel. V'ata Zeveyach Vo'ichel Bekirov Mokim. So the Pasuk is telling us there's an Issa Shchite, you're not allowed to shecht chulin in the Azore, and there's an Issa Achille if you shechted it. Berichu k'mokim ato zeveich voichol, v'yato zeveich voichol bekirov mokim. So now I know an Issa Achille of chulin shenishchitu bazor. Ay, l'choyra, according to Rav Abo, whenever there's an Issa Achille, automatically there's an Issa Ano. So Rashi says, no, ומשום דין מפורש בין לאו בהדיה באכילם. Since it doesn't say מפורש, that you're not allowed to eat it, it's the chmelo איסרנו מיוחם. So ממילא, this is not this alav, but מכלל עשה, this is not alav. The whole limud of Rav Abo is whenever it says לאיסויכל, it says הבפרש alav, so the Torah meant איסרנו also. But over here, since there's no befeira shalav, it's only a lava, but mechlala say, so memela, I wouldn't know that this is also bano. So that's why you need an oisai to say that treife is mutter bahano, and chulon shenishchitu bazor is also bano. But I, how does chulon shenishchitu azor come into this posik? For hochi mashme, this is how the drosha goes. Oysoi shenesar mishum chutz lemechitze ato mashlech lekele. Be'emesin, this posik boso basode treife loysoi chelu, be'emesin comes to aser two inyonim. It comes to aser treife, boso treife loysoi chelu, and it comes to aser boso basode. The basa basode means basa that went out of its mechitze. It's now basod, it's bachutz. So there's a besonder isa of basa basode. Now what does basa basode come to include? So Rashi will explain now. V'hochi mashma, oisoi shenesar mishum chutz lemechitze ata mashach lekele. This posik is being matter, the posik is asering a boso that went out chutz l'mechitze b'achile, and the posik says this boso that went out chutz l'mechitze is mutter b'hano, l'kelo tashlicha. What is this boso? The ha-mahaykro boso boso de treif and afklon isa mechitze kegoin hoishit ha-uber es yodoi b'shas shchite b'perik behima mekasha leile. He says the Gemara learns out that if an uber was moishit yodoi Bisha Shchite, so the Shchite is not matter. Because the Yad went out chutz l'mechitzose. So al koponim, so that's shat boso basode, lo yisoy chelu. So this boso that is not in the right mechitze, it's not b'mechitze sa'im, is also ba'achile and muta ba'ano. So you have a miyut of oisoy, but there's another isa mechitze, such as chulon shenishchitu bazor, which was also, it went out of its mechitze. It went into the machne shchine. So memele, this is a mechitze, is not only it is also bachila, this is also bano also. So that is the meat. The meat is going on isurei mechitzes. The isa mechitze, which this pasuk is speaking about, is muta bano. But there's another isa mechitze, which is also bano. אבל יש לך אחר הנסע משום מחיצה, ואתה משליח אל הכלב. ואיזה זכולן שנשחטו בעזור. Yeah. So now, that's the drosha that Ramei Darshan is from the Oysa. The Idor. So what is the kasha? The Sfas Emes says, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to learn Pshat in the Kasha. He says, Rashi learned Pshat in the Kasha, that the Kasha was, so how does Rabbi Yehuda know that Chulen Shenishretu Ba'azor is also Bahano? That means, Pashta Dekro, we say, is going on Yisure Yachile. As Bosa Basoda Treifa Lo Yisai Chelu. So it says, here's a Lo Yisai Chelu, that's Mutabano, the Kelev Tashlichu. All other Lo Yisai Chelus are Osabano. That's Pashta Dekro. Rameya couldn't learn Pashta Dekro because he knows already that all the Lo Yisai Chelus are Osabano. So he used this oisai for something that's similar to this, and it's a mechita that is also bano. And it's a mechita which is a lava bom mechlal asai. But according to Rabbi Yehuda says the oisai comes on the loisai chaylus. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know that chulan shenishritu bazore is also bano? That's how the Svasama says that was the kasha according to Rashi, libid Rabbi Yehuda. Ve'idoch, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that Chulen Shenishchetu Bazor is also Bano? And for the Gemara, Chulen Shenishchetu Bazor Elav D'Yerais. Rabbi Yehuda holds it like not also Bano. Ein Chanami. The Oisai comes on Shari Surim, and you don't have a limud on Chulen Shenishchetu Bazor. So it's like a Muta Bano. So Trashi, Chulen Shenishchetu Bazor, Da Asiri Bano, Elav D'Yerais. Perksheini the kedushin if ligubo. There's a machlokes tanoim take if it is osabano or not osabano. Before we see Taisvis, let us see this kashin Rabbi Kivege. Let's see the second gilyan ashas. Umishum the ein mefurish ben lav. Rashi says, why do you need a posik according to Rameya to tell us that chulon shenishritu bazor is osabano? Because the whole klal of Rameya is all the lavim come to include Isarano. But here doesn't, it's not a beferish lav, it's a lav of bom miklal asay. Koshalis, Rabbi Kivege estakasha mikomokim nelef mikro leiseichel kol te'eva, the gam hano bimashme le ravabo. That the gemara chulin darshins leiseichel kol te'eva kol she'te'avtilo. That means if a davar misuiv was done with anything, so leiseichel, the Gemara wants to learn out from there, basa b'cholov should be also b'achile, leiseichel kol te'eve, because since you weren't permitted to be mevashel, so if you were mevashel, it should be also b'achile. The Gemara is, ma'ase Shabbos should be also, als kol she'tiyavtiloch. There's a whole sugya in chulin, that whenever a dava mesuiv was done, there's a lav of leiseichel. So, fekta chabikivega. So why does Rameya need a posik to tell me that chulon shenishchetu bazor is also bano? There's a lav of leiseichel kol teyeve. It's also ba'achila besides this isa bekiriv mokim be'yata zeveich voichel. But since he was zeveich, so now it's a dava mesuiv. So if it's a dover mesuiv, so memeila is a lav of leiseichel, and according to Rav Abol, leiseichel automatically means iserano. That's a kasha according to Rameya, that it needs the oisai for this. V'chein koshel Rav Yehuda, the svir lechul and shenishchu bazor lav di raise, the laperish rashi, the shchitos di raise, means you're not allowed, everyone holds you're not allowed to shecht it. Only the Gemara is saying that the Isser Hanos love the Eraisa. It's a Bano Mishim Leiseichel Kol Te'eva. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Let us see Taisvis. Oisai Ato Mashlech. Perish HaKunteritz. The Belav Oisai. Why do you need the Oisai? Without the Oisai, since the Torah had to be matter, that you're allowed to give treifa to a kelev, so we see that without the heter, it would be also hambano. So Rashi said, the belav oisei leimotzi lemidrish migufei dikro, the itzter shena kadish bochu mekapeich schar kol berye. The posik is not telling me a heter, the posik is telling me a mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to give treifa to a kelev. Farido einish meforish, another teretz. No, it could be lekelav tashlichim is coming lahater. But it's still not muchach that loisoichel means isureyano. What is it coming to be matter? The itzach lemishrei uber shahitzi es yode. Rashi brought down that in the pasuk basar basode is being kailu dvorim sheyatzu chutz lemchitzosa. So uber shahitzi es yodoi, we learn out from this pasuk, it's basar basode, it went out of the mechitza, loisoichelu. Mishum, so Memele, so the Rida Leinish says, without Lakel of Tashlichen, I would think that Ube Shahitzi Es Yodei is Osabano. Why would I think that? Mishum de Mikro, de Bosor Basode Treife, from this Posik of Bosor Basode Treife, Dorish Nami Kochim Shiyotsu Chutzlum Chitzosa Beresh Behemeh Makashe. His basar basode includes all basar that went out chutz l'mechitza. So kochim that went out chutz l'mechitza also, there's also lav basar basode treifa loisaychelu. Now, what halacha applies to kochim sheyotzu chutz l'mechitza also? So Tosfos holds for davar poshet, kochim is zicha asabano also, and since kochim is asabano, I would say that an uber sheyotzer chutzlum chitz is also asabano. Bahavos rinin, yad ho uber bahano midi iskish lekotchim, the asabano. Kida omar, kol shebe kodesh posel, ba'esh tisorev. I have a klal, all psulei amigdoshim, everything of kodesh, that is posel, so there's a din tsreif. So this means a din tsreif means it's asabano. So Memele, I learn out from this posik, Bosol Basode Treife, two Bosols which went out Chutzl Mechitze. I learn out one Bosol, that's Uber Shahitzi Es Yodoi. I learn out another Bosol, that is Kochim Shiyotzo Chutzl Mechitze. Now the second Bosol that I learn out, that I know for a double posha, that the second Bosol is Osor Bahanot, because there's a cloud by Kochim, Kosha Bekoidish Postel, Be'esh Tisori. So I would think, since both Bosos, we learn now from the same Postel, so it would be Makish, the Bosor of Uber, to the Bosor of Koidish. So I would think that this Bosor is also Osabano. So you need the Lekelev Tashlichon, not to tell me that Treife is Mutabano, to tell me Uber, Shahoiti Yes Yode is Mutabano. Lekach Itzarech Oisoi, so that's it, but I wouldn't know Stamazoi, that wherever it says loy soichal, it is asabano. Lekach itzrech oisai lechol isurim. This is very interesting, though, that how Tosfos said how we would learn pshat in the posik. That means even though this posik is kailo every boso that's yotza chutzlam chitze, and in this posik that asas boso she yotza chutzlam chitze, it says lakelef tashlichun. Tosfos holds it for davar poshet that kodesh is zicher asa after this posik, because I have a zaitik klal. So even though it says lekel tashlichan on this posik, Tosfos holds for davar poshet about kodesh will be asa bahano. Lekel tashlichan is only going on uber shahitzi es yode. But upon him, that's why you need the oisai. On the oisai, I would see the lekel tashlichan is only going on a chelik of the posik. And the chutzlum chitze dike chelik. But on treife take, I would say you don't need a posik to be mata, because it's ayvesai mata, because leiseichel's only mashme is the rachile. Chulun shenishchetu ba'azore lav di erais. The Svas Emes says, we'll see Tosfos is chelik on Rashi, but the Svas Emes says that Tosfos had a different mahalach in the whole Gemara. Tosfos learned, just let's see the Gemara over noch einmal, and then we'll see Tosfos innovating. Aces, the Gemara said, according to Rav Meir, what do you do with the Oisai? The Oisai goes to tell us that Chulun Shenishchetu Bazore is also Bano. Like the Gemara Ve'idach. As Hashem says, that Tosfos learned Pshat, that if the Oisei can go on Chulun Shenishchetu Ba'azore, so it's a kashen Rabbi Yehuda. So then we should really use the oisai and chulon shenishketu bazor, because it's mistaver that the oisai is going on a similar type of iser that the posik is speaking about. The posik is speaking about isurei mechitzes, boso basode. So it's telling us this, boso basode is mutabano. There's another iser mechitzes, dein chulon shenishketu bazor, which is also bano. So Memela, so the Gemara's kasha is, we're asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor is Osobano? We're asking, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know Kol Yisum Shebetoira are Osobano? We should say the Oisai is only going on Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor, because this is more doime to the Pasuk. So the Oisai is being Memayet, and Issa that's dumye to the Indian of the Pasuk, which is an Issa Mechitzis. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, so how do you know Kol Yisurim Shebetayr? So the Gemara answers, Yod Schulen Shenish Lebazor Lav Dereis, there's no Issa Bechlau of Achila Schulen Shenish, it's not even Osa Bechila, it's not Osa Bechila, period. So Memela, so you can't say that this is coming to Aseret Bahano, because this is Muta Bechila. So Kolchoch, the Oysa is coming to tell us that Isuri Achila are also Bahano. Chulshish Bazar is Mutta Bahila. That's how the Svasemis says that Taisvis learned Pshat. Chulen Shenishchetu Bazar Alav Diraisis. So Taisvis, as we mentioned before, so Taisvis learned that means that the whole Iser of Chulen Shenishchetu Bazar is Lav Diraisis. Perish Akuntres Iser Hano. Ashi says, no, Chulshish Bazar is Taka Oser, it's also Beshrit, it's also Bahila. Not also bano. V'loi mashme pshat halochi kein. The loshen is not mashme like that. The Gemara should have said the hano of chulon shenishchetu bazor is lav derais. Elo legamri koma lav derais. B'chlal no isa of chulon shenishchetu bazor. V'chein b'soiv shmaite gabi hodom eke b'nai chulon shenishchetu bazor yef shalaforish b'nyinacha. That we'll have to see when we come to there. Perik mi shomar areini nozir v'shomar chaver evam avani porich. And that perik, so the Gemara asks, there's a machlokes amiroim Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in a Mishneh Nozir. The Mishneh Nozir says ha'ov madir es benoi benozir, that a father could make a son a nozir. Now that's a very mechudish tikinyan, that a father could be mekabel naziris for a son a kotten. So how does this work? So Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's halach l'mayishim Sinai, that a father's bekoyach to be madir as b'noi b'nozer. Reish Lakish says, no, it's a rabbonu de kedin, al tzchinuch they gave him a koyach to be madir as b'noi b'nozer. Frek de gemore, porich, l'man di yom akdei l'chan chay b'mitzvah, so good. So it's a din chinuch, it's a b'mechanach the son in prishus, gewaldig. But the Gemara says, but Hamadir b'noi b'nozer, that he goes through all the formalities that a nozer goes through. So he brings kabonis also. Frek the Gemara kamaisi chulun lazor. You bring chulun lazor. I mean, how can you do this? Umeshani kasova chulun shenishchetu bazor lav dereis. It's lav dereis. Ve'ile inyan isar achila have dereis. If we will say that legabi the isar achila is dereis. The way Rashi says, everyone holds it's a deraisa. Shas of Tosa Bado, Akati Tikshalai, Haicha Koban Nechel, the Mashma Hosom Shenechel. So Kochach Weistachois, if you say Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor Alav Deraisa, that means that you're allowed to eat it. Not like Rashi. So Kaponim, we have here Machloikis, Rashi and Tosvis, what is Pshat in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehud? According to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor is also Beshchit, is also Bachila, but it's Muta Bano. According to Tosfos, it's Muta Bachila also. V'koshe l'Rashbe, the Beteiras Koinim Beparshes Tzav Gabi Noisa, Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Darshans as follows. The Pasuk says, by Noisa it says as follows, V'sorafto es ha-Noisa bo'esh, Lo yei ochel ki koydeshu. That's a posik by noise. So the Torah's kainim darsh is as follows. Lo yei ochel ki koydeshu. It's a meat. Yochel chatos ha'oif v'abo al ha'sofik v'oshem toloi v'chulen shenishchetu ba'azor ha'yishchayfu. says in the Pasuk, V'saravta es hanoisa ba'esh lo yeyochol ki kodeshu. So I would think, just like the Zadin Sreife by Noisa, who would in the Zadin Sreife by Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor? So there's a Mir. So the who is Memayit Sreife from Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor? Is Mide Itzrech Lemiyutei She'enom Bisreife? Since the Teiris Koinim is Memayit, that Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor is not Bisreife, Mechlau de Esiri ba'ano midereis. So Vaisis, it's also ba'ano midereis. So let's just explain for 1 second what Taisis Kashe is. Taisis Kashe seems to be as follows. He says, there would be a havamin in the Teiris Koyanim that there should be a din sreife by Chulon Shanishretu Bazor. And the miyat is, there's no din sreife. Aber Vaisachois, that, I mean, sreife is a step after Isurei Ano. Sreife is not only you're not allowed to derive benefit from it, you have to destroy it. So did we have a meaning that Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor is that then you have to destroy it? It's Kamash Malon, you don't have to destroy it. But a Kabon of Aistachos, if you have a Havim, you have to destroy it. So why is it the source of Bano? So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, so the Teres Kainim is a Stira to Agamore. Agamore says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chulon Shanishchetu Bazor is Mutter, according to Rashi it's Mutter Bano, according to Teisus it's Mutter Bachile, and for Kern Teres Kainim, see it's also Bano. So the Teres Kainim is a Stira to Agamore. That's Teisus Kasha. Abochanan asks, he doesn't understand where the Tais we see in the Teres Kainim, Mechlal da Asiri ba'ano midereis. He says, what, where do you see if there's a havam in it that you should burn it, that it's also ba'ano? For example, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can burn chametz, it can be masik by tana v'kirayim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds chametz is muta ba'ano. There's a mitzvah to burn it. Truma tomato is also a mitzvah to burn, but it's muta ba'ano. So where did Taisva see? Taisva already jumped. There would be a havamina to think that you need tzreif, you mamay tzreif. Is the right tzosa banor? So what's the right tzosa banor? It's muta banor. Let's go according to Rashi al kaponim. It's muta banor. Versteht sich, it's muta banor. There'd be a havamina, there's a mitzvah of tzreif. But that doesn't mean that it's tzosa banor. There's a mitzvah to burn it, and it's muta banor. It's kamash mon, there's no mitzvah to burn it. So it's some of the muta banor. Where did Taisva see? And we see the same, Taisva said the same thing before also. The previous Taisva also said the same Yisod. Taisva says, how do we know that Kochim is also Bano? Because Taisva says, because it's Kosha B'Kodesh Postel Ba'esh Tisorif. So Taisva also jumps to this conclusion. Kochim, there's a mitzvah Sreife. So it's the same Kasha. Where did Taisva see that from a mitzvah of, where do you see that if there's a mitzvah of Sreife, that it means it's a Rano? There's a mitzvah of Sreife, it could be it's Mutzah Bano. I thought perhaps Pshat and Taisvis is a little different, but the Lashon of Taisvis is not so meduyik lefi zeh. In the Teiris Koinim, it says as follows. The Teiris Koinim brings down the Pasuk, V'saravta sanoisa bo'esh, lo ye'ochel ki kodeshu. So, be'emison, the Pasuk says by noisa two things. V'saravta sanoisa bo'esh. Period. There's a mitzvah to burn it. Then it says, lo ye ochel ki kodeshu. So by noisa is also bahano. It says, lo ye ochel. Lo ye ochel, according to everyone, means isahano. So the pasuk is telling us there's a mitzvah to burn it, and there's a mitzvah, and it's not allowed to have ano from it. And now the Teiris Koinim had a havamine, that, so the Teiris Koinim had a havamine, that whatever it says in this pasuk applies to Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor. So without the who, the Teiris Koinim had a pasuk that it applies to Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor. So if this pasuk applies to Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor, so we learn out two things. We learn out there's a mitzvah of Sreif of Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor, and we learn out that it's also Bano, like Noisa, this whole pasuk, whatever it says in this pasuk, the Teiris Koinim held applies to Chulon Shenishchetu Bazor also. So the Teiris Koinim says that you memayit sreifa. So it seems that there is koinim darshan that the who goes on the reisha dekra. V'sarab tesanoyisa beish, lo yeyochel. Ki koidish hu, and the Teres Koinim says, from here we see that there's no din sreifa by chulan shenishchitu bazore. So why didn't the Teres Koinim say that is no, that it's mutter bahano also? Why so is the Teres Koinim el dehu is only memayit mitzvah sreifa? It's not a miut in the lo yeyochel. That's the lashon of the Teres Koinim. And the Teres Koinim parsha sav gabi nois adash abid al yechol ki kaidishu yechol chad to save abol asavik vashem tolle b'chun shish vazo yisreifu. Why did the Teres Koinim only speak about sreife? Why didn't the Teres Koinim speak about the Yisr Hano? So the Pasuk says two dinim. Tamar loy mehu. Is mitzrach lemut ishainem b'sreife mechlar da siri b'no b'derais. So one says that that's shot in Teisvis. That if the... Why didn't the Teres Koinim say it's mutaban also? The Pasuk is speaking about two things. It's speaking about Sreif and Yisr Hano. And the Teres Koinim only speaks about Sreif. Yochel Yisreifu, Talmud Loimer. The Teres Koinim should say Yochel Yisreifu via Yosr Bano, Talmud Loimer, who? So why stays for the Teres Koinim that it's only Memayit Sreif and not Memayit the Yisr Hano? Tuvi Hamer was Moira, the Lashon of Tosis is not too good. It shouldn't have said me the Itzrech Le Mute, no, me the Memayit. Since he's Memayit Sreife, me the Mayit Sheinam Besreife, Mechlar Da Asiri Beno, me the Itzrech Le Mute, what have Besreis gewissen, the way Rabbi Chanan understood Pshat and Tosis. Let us go a little further. Zog the Gemara weiter. Varei Gid Hanoshe. The Rachmona Omar al Kain lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael es Gid Anoshe. So Gid Anoshe is also Bachila. And according to Ravabo, it is also Bahano also. Usnan sheleach odom yerech lenochi v'Gid Anoshe b'soichai. Bifnei shemekoy moinike. So Emerson, this mission is telling us two bazundra aloches. Aloche number one is sheleach odom yerech lenochi v'Gid Anoshe b'soichai. That one does not have to take out, he's sending a matone to a goy. Does not have to take out the Gid Anoshe. And if he doesn't take out the Gid Anoshe and he gives him a yerech hasholem, so that alone he's deriving benefit from it. If he'll give him a butchered up yerech, so it's not such a matone chshuve. Since the Gid is b'soich hayerech and he didn't take it out, so it's a more mohudo dike matone. There'll be a greater hakoras atoiv that the goy will have to him. So memele, so the sheileach is deriving benefit from the Gid Anoshe. So from here we see already that Gid Anoshe is mutabano. There's another problem which could exist if this kosher butcher store sent to this nochi a yerech with a Gid Anoshe, and so a person will think, Mistomitz, it's kosher flesh, so he might purchase this yerech from the goy, and not realizing, he might go and eat the meat with the Gid Anoshe. So that the Mishnah says, Mimneshe mekoimoi nike. No, that the mokim, it's nike, if you look at the yerech, you can see klo that the Gid was not taken out, so it's not olu lemichshel uletois. Let us see Rashi. Sheleach odam yerech lenochi, bloy matrechinen little gido, without matrech, the tabach to take out the gid, bloy gazrinen shema yire Yisrael chaveiroi kshit nenu loy, v'yelech v'ikno isem in anochi, chasova shen little gido. He might think that the gid was removed already. Hoy lo mitachas yad Yisrael yotzeso, v'yechleno begido, v'pnei shemekoimai nika, im hu notol v'imla. But from the first step, he's sending him a matonim. So the sheleich is deriving benefit from the gid. Shamine mino meho, the gid mutar bahano, the kosher l'ravabo. According to Ravabo, why is it mutar bahano? And for the Gemara, kasova Ravabo, kshehutro nevelo, hi vechelbo vegido hutro. The Torah said that we've said before, "Leger Hashem b'sherechot itnano v'cholo imochelo nochi." So you're allowed to sell the nevela to the goy. Now, when you're selling the nevela to the goy, can sell him the whole nevela, you weigh it by the pound, and you're selling him the gid also, so you're getting money from the gid. The Torah was not mefaret that before you sell it to the guy, you have to take out the gid of masurim. So the Torah said you're allowed to sell the gid of a nevela to a guy. So you see that gid is mutabano. So mamela, so that is the makayah that it's mutabano. Zutrashi, he vechelbo vigida hutra. Therefore, kol chaylev v'chol gid mutarim bano. Shehein b'chlal l'ger asher b'sherecha titneno v'acholo. Shegam hein keruyim ino imo nevelo. This is also as a part of the nevelo. Parei l'cho heter ano b'lav de gid. So if you're allowed to sell the gid, so you see it's mutar bano, and loishna nevelo v'loishna ksheira. So the nevela is not a sibes to be matter the issa gid. If the issa gid would be an issa hano, you'd have no right to sell it. So since the Torah was matter mechiras nevela legoy, so we see that the gid sheboy is also mutabano. Zok the Gemara, anicha leman diyama yesh begidin benoisin tam. If you hold yesh begidin benoisin tam, so then a gid has a din boso. So when the Torah asked Nevela, the Torah asked the Gidim also, and that was the Torah asked to eat. The Torah said you're allowed to sell. So then we can say Kshutra Nevela he begida hutra, because the Torah that asked Gid Ba'achile is Matarit Bano. El Olaman the Yama ain't begidin benois in tam, but according to Man the Yama holds that Gid does not have a chshivis of bosa. Gid is an eitz ba'alme. So the Torah never answered Gid ba'achile, as achilas nevela. So never was in the leisaych l'kol nevela. But wasn't in the leisaych l'kol nevela is not included in the heta l'ger shebisharechot itnena v'achol ovo mochol anochi. Is ma'ikolam heimam. Let us see Rash. Anich alaman de yom yesh begidim tam bosa. If you hold that gid has a tambos, areyu bechlal nevela. Alaman de yom ein begidin de isa noisin tambos, arim nisbashlu im haboso. This last two words im haboso I don't understand. Alme lav tambos arisbu, it doesn't have a tambos, the lav nevela mikri. So never was included in this of nevela, elakatsomis. It's like atsomis, they ain't eitz baalme. V'loi ishteri bechlal nevela. So if it was never bechlal de iser nevela, so never became included in the heter of nevela. V'eitzu v'ateire chayvi olav. The teire aser da achila of a gid, even though it's an eitz baalme. V'ikolem eime apluktayu begid anoshem. So there's a machloikis tanoim if yesh begidim benoisin tam or ain't begidim benoisin tam. There's a bakanta Rashbe. The Rashbe has to explain how could there be a machloikis if there's a tam and a gid. Let's ask a goy. We'll ask him, is there a tam or isn't there a tam? We passed a machloikis in the Metziyah. So the Rashbe says that for sure there's a slight tam in a gid. Too much of a tam there isn't. The machloikis is this small tam. Does this have a teiris tam? Is this sufficient tam to give it a teiris boso? Or since it's so little, this tam, so there's a teiris eitz balma. That's, everyone knows the amount of tam. If you'll test it on a tam detector, you can figure out the exact amount of tam there is. There's no machlokes in that. So the shaila is, does this minimum amount of tam have a teiris tam to elevate it into a sug of bosa, or is it called an eitz balma? Al kaponim, let's get back to the kasha. So the kasha is, so if you hold ein begidim benoisim tam, so then gid, since it wasn't in the iser of nevela, so it's not nichla on the heter of nevela. So the Gemara says, man shamet laidom ein begidim benoisim tam, Rab Shimon. Who holds ein begidim benoisim tam, Rab Shimon? The sanye. We learned as follows. The person eats a gid hanoshe of a behemoth meyeh. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that if a person eats a gid, he's chayiv twice malkis. One is chayiv al gid. And number two, he's chayiv als bosser of a behemet meyer. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a gidah is a teiras bosser. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon holds his potter from everything. Rabbi Shimon holds the iser gid is only chal if the bosser is mutter. Then the teir asked the gid. But gid of a behemet meyer that the bosser is also, there's no iser gid. Fine. That's also the iser gid. What's with the iser bosser from behemet meyer? Why isn't he also out by him at the mayor? So Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Begidim B'nois in Tam. So Memele, so Rabbi Shimon is the Tanner that holds Ein Begidim B'nois in Tam. So now you're asking a kashus. According to Rabbi Shimon, how does Rabbi Shimon know that Gidim are Mutter Bano? Rabbi Shimon Nochanami, the Osa Bano. You know, Rabbi Shimon Taka Otsa Taka Osa Bano. The Sanye Gidanoshe Mutter Bano Divre Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon Oysa, Rab Shimon Asas Bano, so Fakert. So it stims, they says Fakert, your Kashi is Fakert, they go to Shitosa. Zogt Rashi. Rab Shimon Poyta, Legamri, mi behemet meye pota, de ksoven, be gidim ben oysen tam bosa. Mi gidna mi pota, de chi azre rachmona agid, de teire only asad gid, hege de psore mutter, deine behemet teire. Doch imash, mi gid, lo isoicha, lo bosa rachoyl. Aber Tmeyer, lo hisser al Gide. Wochen wir verschieden al Begide an Osche. Sagt der Gemorre, lo Rab Shimon noch ein Name, da Osse, Alme, lo isoich, lo hisser an Omasch, mis a verkehrt, from the Kashi, that you ask is the Raya, der Rababo. Lo she hutro nevele ba no, hi lo hutro, lo Rab Shimon, de labach lo nevele. Aber Rab Yehuda muta, mishum de Kosov, yesh Begide, men oisen tam. כדקטון הרביעו דמחייב שתיים, אל כרקיד בכלל, בוסוף, שוטרו נבילה, אוטרו גם היא. So ממילא, so the gid also became מוטר בהנו. זוג טייסוס, רב שימן נמי מייסר אוסו בנו. קודם רב שימן זה אוסו בנו. מש מדהיד שאלייך ירח לנוחי אוסי כרב יהודה. So this is going according to רב יהודה. Because according to רב שימן זה אוסו בנו. Hikshirivo, the Rabbi Yehuda Islip Herkama de Meseches Avodah Zarah, the Osa Litim Lehem Matnas Chinam, he's not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. Mashosas Taisis didn't have to ask a Bekis to Kikasha, Taisis could ask from Tafkof Aleph on the base. We learned that Dvom Kirsovom, Legerbe, Legoi Bemechir, Nachi Bemechir, not Bematon. Vishloim Adom, Arosom, Imhoye Shechena, Imutter, Mnei Shehukim Moichrei Loi. So Memele, so it's a business, it's not a matone, he's gonna get results from it. Maybe it's a Memele, so therefore it's not a matone. Hiksha Horida Leinish, Heichi Motzi Osik Rabbi Yehuda. How could this Beraisa go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Isle Beper Gid Anoshe, the Gid Anoshe Osir Livnei Noyach. And a gid anosh is also livnei noyach, v'kovah mishum livnei evil, they sit in mirshal. So mail haknego, according to Rabbi Yehuda, highlighted a goy is also the gid. V'oy mari de loiko shemidi. De loiko sar elo livnei yakev davke. De koidem matan toire ikri b'nei noyach. De loishn loishnis b'sinai. That's the mere from the Rosh Yosef, it would seem that Tais is telling two terutz. The first terut Tais is telling us that the Issa Lechatchila only applied to the Bnei Yaakov. There never was an Issa on Bnei Noach. That's terut number one. Terut number two is, afilu if it did apply to Goyim also, but since it wasn't Nishnes B'Sinai, so then the Issa only applies now to Yidden and not to Goyim. Before Matan Torah there was an Issa to Bnei Noach, but after Matan Torah there's only an Issa to Yisrael. Vim Taima, Tikshe Lecheskiye Merab Shimon. Factor Taisves, from Rab Shimon, we see now Klo not like Cheskiye. Rab Shimon holds that Gida Nosh is also Bano, and there it doesn't say Lo Yei Ochel. The Svira Leida Lo Yisayich Lo Yisar Hano Mash Mim Di Yosa Gid Anoshe, that's Klo, not like Cheski. Yesh Loimau, Kiven De Sova Ein Begidin Benoisen Tam, Svorehu Dechi Oso Ba No Nami Oso Lo Yishayche Be Achila. So the Rosh Yosef says a very interesting pshat. Rosh Yosef says that since Ein Begidin Benoisen Tam, so what is the taich lo yisoichel? So leisoichel is the taich that you shouldn't derive hanoas, this should not bring lidei achila. That means, cheskia held that the nikud of lo yayochel means that you shouldn't, that lo yayochel means chomet should not bring you to a heter achila. You should be unable to eat a steak through chomets. What does that mean? It means you shouldn't sell the chomets in order to purchase a steak. Because it says lo yayochel. So bagida noshe, if it says lo yisoichal, bagida noshe, if it says lo yisoichal, so the Torah doesn't mean you shouldn't eat a gida noshe because it's not edible. So here, the metzias is mechayev us to taich. Lo yisoichal means you should not come to a heter achila through the gida noshe. That means you shouldn't sell the gida noshe to purchase a double machu. That's so here, Chesky is moide, this is a new taich of lo yisoichal, which applies only by gida noshe. The Rosh Yosef says, so maybe it's only Yosef Bano, but since the Torah didn't say lo yisehen, it said lo yisoichal, so the Torah asked the pula of achila, even though really it doesn't have hilchas achila. So Bekitz, according to this Teretz of Teisviz, so here Leisoichel means hastis you shouldn't have ano. Vechich is because the pastnish kein achila. I thought perhaps we could say a little different pshat in Teisviz. That Teisviz means as follows: as a moim dike Imre Bine says a chiddush that like this the halacha is. That if a person eats is macholis asurei sheloi kederech achila, it is mutter min atoire. We'll have a whole sugya later in Perek Kol Sho. Let's say iruv boi dvorim hamorim, when a person eats macholis asurei, so it's min atoire, it's mutter. It's only us mid rabbonim. So the Rabbina wants to say if a person, let's say, will take chometz and will iruv boi dvorim hamorim. So he says that he'll be chayiv min haTorah. Why? He says, "Tak, it's not halts achila shalai kederach achila." So it's not us. He says, but he's having hano. What hano is he having? He's having milui hakeres. It's filling him up. It tastes horrible. So halts achila tak hitain is you're not having hano. Halts achila not called a ma'is achila because no, there's no hano as gone. But it'll be awesome in a Torah halts hano. Because Vinishvi, it tastes horrible, but you're full. So Mamela, so at Issa Hano will be also. So it's a Muyim de Kechidish, that Isura Yano are also Ba'achile, even though it's Shalaika Derech Achile, Mitzad, the Hano Shaboy of Milui Keres. That is what the Imre Bina says. So it could be that is Pshat and Taisvis, that the Lois, what is the Lois Soichel of Gida Nosha? This is not either Gida Nosha. So the whole Iser is because of the Hano. That is the whole Iser. Because to say Kipshutai, als the Mais Achila Shabbai, it's Ein Begidim Ben Aysen Tam. So the whole Iser is the Hano is Achila. That means Hano of Mili Keres. So it could be that's what Taisis means. Kivin the Sov and Begidim Ben Aysen Tam, Svodichi Oso, Bano Nami Oso, Lai Shaychi Bei Achila. So the Iser is an Iser Ano. Inami, that's one mahalach. Inami Cheski Loisave Kerab Shimon ala Kerab Yehuda. Cheski Taka doesn't hold like the Rab Shimon. He's going according to Rab Yehuda. Lachayr Inami Loisave Cheski Kerab Mei. The Rab Mei Yipshita Lan Lael. Mid Yitzrach Lemishrei Nevele. The Chol Yisurim Asurim Ba'ano. And Cheski doesn't hold like that. Chelakam and Gabi Yosef and Marabon Yipshita Lele Gmor. The Rab Meir. Gomim in Nevele. That Rab Meir learns out from the Vele that Loisoichel means Yisra Ano. So it's Klo, not like Cheski. What the Kama Lekama Leime Ketanoi Haina Libel Rababo Cheski Leimotzi Yossi Kikulam Cheski Sich in Agorig according to Rab Shimon Hudin according to Rab Meir. Zog the Gemara Vaita Barei Dam Rachmona Omar Kol Nefesh Mikem Loisoichel Dam is a love of Achilles Dam. So according to Rav Abo, the love has to mean that Tam is also Bano also. Esnan, ולאנט אילו באילו מסערבן באומו ויועצים לנחל קדרין, ונמכורים לגנולים, לגנונים, לזבל ומאלנבוי. Let us see Rashi, what exactly what this is speaking about. זאת רשי, אילו ואילו, שיורי דם חטויס הפנימיוס, הנשפוחים על יסויד מערובי של מזבח החיצוין. ושיורי דם חטויס החיצויניוס, הנשפוחים על יסויד הרוימי. So both of these דומים, לשיריים על נשפח על יסוד, אחת הספנימי זה נשפח על יסויד מערובי, this is on the דרוימי, is yoytsim min hayesod l'ritzpadar shnei nekovim ktanim misarvim ba'amo siloin shayoyva ba'azore v'yoytsim l'nachal kidrein kemoy l'nachal eison eimek, and then this dam which was once kochim is l'ganonim ba'legines l'zevel, they were sold for fertilizer v'yalim behem kloyma osa l'henes memloidomim neshein shal hegdish. The whole din is you have to pay hegdish if you want to use this dam for fertilizer, but al kaponim vaistois dam is mutar bahano. And for the gemara shani dam the iskish lemayim dam, we have a heter b'chsiv leisech lenu ala oretz ishpachenu kemayim ma mayim mutarim av dam mutar, there's a hekish that dam is hukish lemayim ve'eimo kemayim an misnaschim al gabi amizbeach. I mean, who tells you that all mayim is mutar bahano? There's mayim that's also bahano. Amar Rabbo, ke mayim roiv mayim. In fact, the Gemara midi roiv mayim ksiv, el Amar Rav Ashi, ke mayim hanishpochim. Tisachlen ol tishpachenu ke mayim, it should be like mayim hanishpach, lo ke mayim hanishochim. Ve'eime ke mayim hanishpochim lefnei aboy dizor, which is also bahano, osam nami nisoch ikri dirsiv yishtu yein nisichom. So it says, Yain ha-nisochim, and not Yain ha-nishpochim. Zot Rashi. Kemayim ha-misnaschin, shasuris bano, shrei kodesh ein shekitshe beklishores, orsiv kol ha-negeye behem yigdosh. Zot Toisvus. V'arei dam, d'rachmon ha-oma. So l'chayos ha-toisvus ha-rakashe, just like we said before, by Gid ha-noshe, that Gid is b'chlal, that we know that Gid is muter bahano kshutra nevela hi vegido hutra. So lochayre, so we have the same raya from dam on dam. The Torah says you're allowed to sell the nevela. So it seems that what's with the dam sheboy? So by story is that you're allowed to sell the dam also. Mashme the dam lohavi bechlal behime. That dam is not bechlal behime. Midloy Meshanik Shutra Behemo Domo Nami Utro. So Taisus means to say that no, the Posik Lager Asher Bisharecha Titneno Vacholo is speaking about the Loy Soichlu. Whatever the Torah asserted with Loy Soichlu Kol Nevelim, so that the Torah was Mater Bahano. So Dam does not fall into the category of the Issa Nevela. There's no Issa Nevela on Dam. So there's no Issa Nevela on Dam. So Memela, so the Torah wasn't matter it. The Lager Shabi Sharech is going on what was also Mishum Nevela. So Taisa says, Dam, there's no Issa Nevela on Dam. I remember when I learned this Taisa by Rabbi Goyen Rav Pam Shlita, so he told us a Maise that once occurred with a new Rav and with Rav Chaim. There was once there was a maisa that there was a shaila, there were two pots together. In one pot, a yid was cooking meat, in another pot, a goy was cooking meat. And then some of the meat from the goy fell into the yid's pot. There was a suffix if there was shishim. So they asked this new rav, what's the halacha? It's mutar ha'osa. So the Rav says, well, it's min b'minoi. It's min b'minoi, the whole din shishim is only mid the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon, it's suffix the Rabbonon lahok. So Rav Chaim asked him, he says, Lachayim, you have to understand like this, the goy did not make melicha on his basa. So there's dam also. It's not only a shayla of basa coming in. There's dam also. No, dam is already min b'sheinei minoi. No, min b'sheinei minoi, it's a shayla of the rice. Sie ist, oh ja, ihr Tag gerecht, ihr Tag nicht gehabt, so Tag außer, so so wie der Reise. So Abchaim told her, but it's Tam Shebishloi. Tam Shebishloi ist only außer mit der Rabbonon. So me meile, ihr Tag, he was right the first time. You say something, you shouldn't change your mind to her. Tam Shebishloi. So he told them, so Abchaim asked him, he says, but besides the Isser Dam, Tam Shebishloi is no Isser als Dam, but it's also als Nevele. So, it's the Isser Nevele Sheboy, it's mean, it's also als Nevele, it's mean Bishayne Minay. Taki gerecht, so Abchaim showed him the Toisvis. Toisvis says that there's no Isser Nevele on Dam. That's our Toisvis over here. Toisvis says that Mashmed the Dam Loi Havi Bechlau Behem. Toisvis means Dam Bechlau Nevele. When the Teira Asa Loi Seich will call Nevele, the Teira did not Asa Dam. The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Oma Bameitzi Yayim, Dam Nevele, Beis Hillel Metame. The Beis Hillel says that it's Metame to Miss Nevele. Become a Hossam Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Yehuda, the Lai Metame Beis Hillel Elk Sheyesh Rabbi is Dam, Hoyel V'yochel Likresh V'lamed Al Kizayis, that a Rabbi is in liquid is potential Kizayis. Al Mechoshev Lai Kibosso. So Mela, if the Gemara wanted to say that a revius is metame because it's a potential kezayis of Isis, because it's equivalent to a kezayis of basa. Just like a kezayis of basal nevel is metame, so a revius of dam is also metame because it's a kezayis. So we see that dam is kibasa, is kinevela. That what base hillel is metame is not, that not because dam has a din of basa. Al yesh shum posik. There must be a posik. Tais doesn't bring that, but there has to be a posik. There she eliminated the dam nevelas tome. Just like psal nevelas metame, so dam nevelas also metame. Oh, misvore, but now that we know that dam is also metame, misharine, berevi, iskidom ahosa. Ava beloi ribi, lechashvin in dam kibosa. Obe meile nami mapik dam hasheretz mi vezel lochem atome. Is a special posik that the dam asheretz, that the dam asheretz is also. Umisheretz gufay lo yedin alei. So you see klar that dam is not bechlal boso, and therefore you need a special ribui that dam asheretz is also. By Alan Bahen, it says that by this dam, this adin meile midarabono. This din meile. There's only a meal of the Rabbonon, if you don't pay for it. Well, let me tell you, I said. The B'saif Eitzir Loi Oma Ein Lecha Dovo Shenasa Mitzvah Soi Me'alem Boi. So Al-Kolchoch, we're speaking about after the we're speaking about this, the Shvicha Shirayim, it was after everything. So Me'mele, so there's no din me'ila minatei. Why me read the me'ila v'perik la'atchat tostan Rabbonon? Be'alem Bedomim. There's a din me'ile bedomim, divre ramei, Reb Shimon. Bechachomim oimrim, ein me'alem. It's no din me'ile. Uplekosom acha sheyotzo lenachal kidroi. The machlokes there is after it's yotzo lenachal kidroi. Tekoidim zrike ktoni Reb Shimon hosom dei me'alem bo. Before zrike, there's no din me'ile. So the whole machlokes is after sheyotzo lenachal kidroi, then Reb Shimon holds it. Is a din me'ile? Come and well, there's not in Mila. Why is Shambis for him? My time at the Mandi Yoma ain't my alim. What's the Sfora of the Chachomim that hold ain't my alim? The Gemara brings a posik. So it'll come out that if the Gemara asks, what's the time of the Mandi Yoma that ain't my alim? The Gemara brings a posik. Vices Rab Shimon doesn't darshan this, and therefore he holds my alim, so he holds this adin me'ila the araisa. So me'ila, so that's not like Taisa said. Taisa said there can't be a demila de araisa because it's nasas mitzvose. But like Garcin in the man de yoma. So Taisa says you have to be moichik these three oishis the man de yoma. Tim kain have a mashu, the rameh, the rabshimah, my alam, boy, minah, teure. Lohi Garcin in my time, ain't my alam, and the reishe, by masnissen koi diktoni, dam betrila, ain't my alam, boy. It's not going on the machloikis, it's going on the reishe of the mishle. Mamayim mutorim af dam mutam. So Taisvis, Afal Gav, the Dam Kochim Shein Nishpach Kamayim Lehuke Shlomai. So Taisvis is asking Gamayra Dike Kasha. We learned before in the first Perek, Kaprins Kana Kahanim, that Dam Kochim is not Huke Shlomayim. It's על האורת תשפחנו כמים, דם הנשפח, דם that is not in קבולס קיילי, that's הוקש למים. But דם that is קבול בקיילי, there's no הקש למים. So here we're speaking about דם קודשם. So תויסס מכל מוקים, כיוון דמש מקרו בדם חולן דשורי בהנו. But על קופונים, from this פסוק, you can see that דם חולן is מוטה בהנו. ולאי סייכל די די היינו אכילה ולאי ענו. So the לאי סייכל of דם חולן, זיכם means it's only עושה באכילה. הוא עדים לדם קודשם. So ממילא, אין לכנמי, I don't have a limud on דם קודשם. But it's a גילי מלסה. That I see that the Isser Dam is Isser Achil, not an Isser Ano. Va'avo gav dike trei lavi, chad le dam chulun v'chad le kochim, v'kol mokim gili milsa ba'amu, de kule lavi di dam have Isser Achil le davke. So you learn out dam kochim from dam chulun. Ve'eimo kimayim anisochim al gabi amizbeach. Leiporich le meilef shiye dam osa ba'ano. Napshat in the Gemara's kasha is that let us say nishpach kamayim, that the posuk is telling us that it is also like mayim anisochim. You don't need an isa. The memeilo yodinim meloy soichol. I don't need a new limo to tell me that's also bano. Ala kloima malachi lemotzel meilo the shari bano. That's what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say loy soichol is an isa hano. So now you want to say that the pasuk is coming to tell me became mutar al tahekish lamayim. In fact, the Gemara proved that the pasuk wants to be matar. Could be the pasuk is speaking about mayim anisochim. So you don't have what to be matar, the isra of loisoichim.